Drive up to the gates of the Fort Drum Army Base in upstate New York, and you won't be able to miss the food truck parked right outside. It's the Military Mom's Food Truck, and it sells comforting familiars like Sloppy Joe's and grilled cheese. Julie Botero of Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio reports on why this food truck makes sense right next to a military base.
Soldiers in uniform line up outside a bright pink truck. As they order, they stand underneath fluffy white pom-poms hanging from the truck's awnings. This is the Military Mom's Food Truck. On the menu today, something new, the Toe Popper Cookie.
Toe Popper is actually an explosive device that would blow your toes off, but this is just a flavor explosion in your mouth. Your toes are safe.
Carol Rosenberg is a professional chef and owner of the business. She's also an Army wife. Today, she's serving four sandwiches, the Private Jelly, the Sergeant Cheesy, the Charlie Foxtrot, and the Major Butts.
I had the name for the sandwich, Major Butts, before I even had the truck, because who doesn't love braised pork butt? And to say, hey, your butt's up in the window is way too fun.
Being sassy and sweet like this is kind of Carol's thing, and it's what got the attention of a reality show on the Food Network. On the show, cooks with the dream of breaking into the food truck business compete for a brand new truck and $50,000. Carol said she first watched the show when her husband was stationed in Germany. She had just left her job as a personal chef.
And I was like, oh my God, that's what I have to do.
So Carol applied to be on the show along with two friends from Fort Drum. And they made the cut. The reality show designed their food truck and came up with the name The Military Moms. But in the third episode, the moms were eliminated. When Carol got back, she had to regroup. She bought her own truck and got ready to roll.
It really cost me a year to be on the Food Network, but I'm not complaining about that because I have 5,000 people on my Facebook page, which that would take me 100 years to do that.
The Food Network let Carol keep the truck name and its recognizable pink design. She says when she first got on the road in May, people followed her home. They even leaned out of their cars to take photos. She says basically things have been crazy.
One Major Butts, no slaw. Do you want it on the side?
One by one, the sandwiches fly out the window. Liana Guevara has just ordered lunch with her husband, Joe, a soldier at Fort Drum.
But you guys are awesome. Yeah, we were going to go McDonald's, and I saw your truck, and I said, hey, meet me over here. We're coming here. So we stopped.
First Lieutenant Chris Cannon is a loyal customer of the Military Mom's Food Truck. Today, he's ordered his favorite sandwich, the Major Butts.
There really isn't anything like it right now. This is the first of its kind around here.
Carol says fulfilling her dream to start up a food truck was hard and expensive, but she thinks operating a business on wheels makes sense for military spouses. Families like hers are constantly moving from base to base.
Start a food truck. There's no competition around them. And I've been to a lot of military bases. And then, hey, why not military spouses or anyone who's foodie who start them at a military base?
As for Carol, her family will be staying put. Her husband is retiring from the Army and settling here near Fort Drum. When the weather's good, the Military Mom's Food Truck will be out, proudly serving comfort food. For Here and Now, I'm Julia Botero.